Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
The order of service is on page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow time for silence, for reflection on God's word, and self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, the poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In your insert is the introit. We'll continue and sing this together.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this first Sunday in Lent is from Genesis, the 22nd chapter. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here am I." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, of which I shall tell you." So Abraham arose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them together. And Isaac said to his father, "Abraham, my father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." This is the word of the Lord. We continue with the gradual on the insert. Epistle is from James chapter 1. "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I'm being tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark, the first chapter. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." This is the gospel of our Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for our hymn. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That last stanza, always powerful. Were they to take our house, goods, honor, child, or spouse, the life be wrenched away, they cannot win the day. Kingdom's ours forever, this mighty anthem of faith, the victory that we have in the face of the enemy, the old satanic foe, as well as all the struggles we endure in life. In the Old Testament reading, we're told about God testing Abraham. And we may ask, why? Why would he test him in such a challenging way? The epistle helps a little bit. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. God does want to show Abraham that his faith in God is true. He does love God. First Peter helps also, says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. God demonstrated to Abraham that Abraham could obey God's commands and trust his promises, no matter what. This is recorded and preserved for you and me so that we too will gain these insights, this understanding. God works with real people, through real people. You could think about people in your life through whom God works, family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, classmates, maybe health caregivers. Through all the various vocations that God calls us people to in this life, God is showing us his love and that he is worthy of our trust in him. In the Old Testament reading, we hear about the love of God through a real father and a real son, Abraham and his son Isaac. The account is so amazing, it's hard to believe, but these are real people. And they're teaching us about God's love for us. And God's love for us, that is even harder to believe. God was testing Abraham's faith in him and in his word. How much did Abraham fear, love, and trust in God? Well, God knew. God knows. It was for Abraham's benefit and for Isaac's benefit and the benefit of all who would hear of this account, as they would tell their children and grandchildren and friends, neighbors. God tests our faith for our benefit. He knows our faith. He has given us our faith. He nurtures and sustains our faith. The tests serve to exercise and strengthen our faith. Whatever the test, God shows that he is worthy of our complete trust. He'll never let us down. With 25 years back to Abraham, just so you know, it wasn't the first time that his faith was tested by God. 25 years earlier is when God had called this man. Then he was going by the name Abram. He called him out of the land that he settled, and he called him to this nation to be set apart in a different land, away from the people who were worshiping false gods. Abraham was 75 years old at the time, and God said that he would make him a great nation, make a great name of him. His offspring would inherit this land that he promised. And throughout his life, promises were repeated and elaborated for Abraham's benefit, and Abraham's descendants were to be more numerable than the stars in the sky or the sands on the shore. And Abraham's Abram's faith in God and God's promises would be tested in various ways. Sometimes Abram would fail. Sometimes his faith was not where God wanted it to be. But God always showed that he, God, and his word were always worthy of Abram's faith. And that's what happens when you put your trust in God's word and his commands and his promises. He'll prove that they are worthy of your faith every time. And so God showed Abram again and again that he was worthy of Abram's trust, as he would protect him and provide for him and his family and bless them and deliver them. The Lord visited Abram more than once in person, our pre-incarnate form. One visit, the promise is reiterated to Abram that Abram's very own son would be Abram's heir. Offspring shall be as numerous as the stars. And Abram believed it, and we're told it was counted to him as righteousness. God made a blood covenant with Abram, passing between the animals sacrificed for that purpose. Abram was 99 when God changed his name to Abraham, which means father of many nations. And he continued to give Abraham and his wife Sarah the promises. God instituted circumcision for all the male offspring as a sign of the blood covenant that God had made with him. He wants everyone to trust the promises that God has made through Abraham. God wants his people to know that he is their Lord. There's no one or nothing they need to fear, love, or trust in more than him. In today's test, he puts Abraham's faith to the test. He tells Abraham to offer his only son, Isaac, as a burnt offering. God gave Abraham a command. It seems to contradict God and his promises. Isaac's the son of promise. It's a miracle. He's the one through whom God promised Abraham would have many descendants, the one through whom God would make into a great nation. Isaac is Sarah's only child. She had him when she was 90. Way beyond the age of childbirth. We can only imagine how much Abraham and Sarah loved their son Isaac. And yet God says, offer him as a burnt offering. And Abraham obeys the command while trusting the promise. Demonstrates his fear, love, and trust in God. Even willing to sacrifice his only son, whom he loved. We see his faith as he's ready to listen to God and obey. Here am I. He's willing to go to a place that God doesn't initially reveal to him. He saw what he was going to do. It's an opportunity for worship. He showed confidence that he and Isaac would return after the sacrifice. Verse 5 says, Abraham said to the young men, stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. And when Isaac said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. We're instructed in Hebrews, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. Not only do you see the faith of Abraham, but also the obedient trust of his son, Isaac, in his father. This is a real event. Foreshadowing, telling us of God's sacrifice, God's ultimate sacrifice. So amazing that is hard to believe. A real father and a real son his only Son, his only begotten Son, whom he loves and whom he is well pleased, innocent and obedient. And yet God did not withhold his Son. He did not provide a substitute. His Son is the substitute. Jesus, the only Son of God, is the only sacrifice sufficient for our sins. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. No one else could do this. Abraham, or Isaac, nor their countless offspring could fulfill the covenant. Only God himself could. Jesus knew the account of Abraham and Isaac. He knew his scriptures. He knew that it was yet another reference to himself in the Holy Scriptures. As his father testified at his baptism, Jesus is his beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased. He also knew that he was not only the Son, but he was the Ram. His life would be sacrificed. This is why he came. He obediently, trustingly carried the wood of the cross, to the hill where his life would be given as a love offering, the ultimate sacrifice of reconciling the sinful world to God the Father. These things we know, this salvation, the hope of life with our Lord, is a promise that we receive in our baptism. And our faith is tested, this faith that God has given you. He wants you to know that he's worthy of your faith. You can trust him no matter what. Your faith is to be in God and only God, the one true God. We fail when we doubt his promises or when we disobey his commands, such as when we put others before God. We maybe fear what someone else is going to say or do when we are abiding by God's clear teachings, or we're telling them about the love of God for them in Christ, or we put more trust in supposed experts or somebody besides God, God's clear word. We end up orienting our lives around what somebody else is saying rather than what God tells us. Or when we're unwilling to sacrifice a relationship with someone because a relationship with that person is more important than our relationship with God. Well, when we fail, we return to God. Once again, trust his promises, his promise of forgiveness, the forgiveness won in Christ, the forgiveness for our sins that he placed on Christ at that sacrifice. As Abraham did when he failed, he believed God and his word. It wasn't because he was so good, because he believed God and his word, and it was counted to him as righteousness. The more we understand about God's love for his Son, the more we understand about his love for us. God's love, our salvation, greater than anything else we can know. As God tests you and your faith in him and his word, he'll not only strengthen your faith, demonstrating that your faith in him and his word are well placed, but he's also showing others. He wants others to see through you that they too can trust in him no matter what. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for the offertory. prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For faith to follow our Lord Jesus and resist temptation, that we would come through this fallen world to dwell with him forever, let us pray to the Lord. For the Church of God, guarded by the Lord who bore the wood of the cross, that our ministers and people may be certain that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us, and for boldness of faith, that we may trample every power of the enemy underfoot, let us pray to the Lord. For all catechumens and their teachers, all children and their parents, and every Christian home, that God would preserve them from the assaults of the evil one. And as Christ overcame Satan in the desert of the Word of God, by the Word of God, give them the victory through him and his Word. Let us pray to the Lord. To the Father of lights, from whom every good and perfect gift comes, that he would keep us from all sinful desires and misuse of his gifts, for his help to use them in service to our neighbor, and that he would bless Joseph and all leaders to govern wisely, for the good of this and future generations. Let us pray to the Lord. For our brothers and sisters and all who suffer in our midst, especially the family of Jim Walton, Lynn, Ben, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Elijah, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Ruth, Kathy, Lacey, Haley, Marlene, Arlene, Alexis, Nancy, Amy, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Richard, and Ben, that God Most High, our refuge in every trouble, would command his angels to keep them from every evil of body, mind, or soul. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who commune, that in the blessed sacrament they would acknowledge the time fulfilled and the kingdom at hand in Christ Jesus, receiving his body and blood with repentance and faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord
God, Heavenly Father, see how the adversary continually afflicts us and walks about as a roaring lion seeking to devour us. We implore you, for the sake of the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, to help us by the grace of the Holy Spirit and to strengthen our hearts by your word, that our enemy would not prevail over us, but instead that we may abide forevermore in your grace and be preserved to life everlasting through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Justin, take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Hello. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace.
and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Ever the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Savior, the Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Reagan, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Reagan, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Hudson, the Lord bless you and give you a saving faith in Him. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.